Today we're going to talk about Boone Community Theater. Welcome to the month of May program. Michelle Jacobson here. I told people Michelle would be here. Christopher Eli snuck in.
Yeah, I snuck in. He forgot to lock the front door.
Here he is. I will say, got a chance to see Don Quixote de la Center. It took you everywhere, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Emotional.
Yeah.
So, like, because there's just so many.
I think the thing was there was moments in it that were funny, but they were never intended to be played as funny. They just came across as funny because of the sincerity of the scene.
Yeah, I think so.
It was one of those, an opportunity. Well, we had Pam Webster and Michelle Levi doing co-directing on that, and they were pretty excited about it. It was our, I call it the Midwest premiere.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, the playwright that they knew, and a little challenging, but again, the cast you had in there was great. They picked a really good cast.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did a really great job.
And so I know everybody else got to do a lot of other things in conjunction with that, but a little bit different. They started out, thought they would do three performances, and then decided right before you started, let's take it a couple more. And I don't think anybody had a problem with that.
Yeah, that's right. They added that.
So we did have to have an understudy the last performance on Saturday night. But still, they had a great time.
Yeah. It
seemed to, at least the performance I saw, had a great time.
It all worked out really well.
It would. That wrapped up the season. Basically, Don Quixote de la Center wrapped up your season. And I know work has been underway putting together the next season. But next up, Michelle is going to be really busy. Well, she's already really busy. You started out already because you did. You were going to do one production and
a youth
production, I guess we'll call it. And then you have your work camp.
Yeah,
work camp. That sounds
it's
bad.
Workshops
throughout the summer. Actually, starting very soon after school's out and going right until school begins. Opportunities for people, and those are kind of structured where you have people come in and basically teach some of the arts of theater.
That's exactly right. Yeah, we have various people from our community theater who have lots of different skills in lots of theater areas come in and share those skills with youth. So, and they're usually a lot of fun.
You started out, said, we're going to do Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
So that was going to be, and in
That's happening in June.
Yeah. Was it in end of March? Or when did you do auditions for
that? Yeah, we auditioned at the end of March.
Yeah, so young people had an opportunity to do that. And then you're going, whoa, I had like way more than
there
I thought.
There was a huge amount of interest, and we realized when I picked Charlie and the Chocolate Factory for us to do, I was worried about having enough interest for the number of roles, and then we had more interest, and I was like, oh, goodness, this is exciting. But I want to give everybody an opportunity to do something, and there just weren't enough parts for everybody to do something in this show. So
we're doing
another one. Yeah, in July. So that one will be shorter. It's just a week-long camp, and it's a one-act play. But we are adding that as another opportunity for youth to get on stage and to be involved in tech just because we had such a huge amount of interest for Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
And that one, as many as want can come out because you can build in parts for it?
There's an unlimited number of performers because they're it has a chorus as part of the ensemble, not a singing chorus, think like Greek chorus, right?
Yeah.
So you can have an unlimited number of people in the Greek chorus, and then the people step out from that to do more individualized things, but so it can be a much larger number of people, so we don't have to worry about potentially turning somebody away because it doesn't feel good to do that.
Is this the third summer you've been doing youth, or have you done, I mean, off and on, I think you've done some others, but
personally,
that you've really organized this.
This is the third summer that I've organized the youth things.
Okay.
There were
Are we seeing more showing up for it?
Yeah, I think so. Last summer, our weekly camps or club nights were really successful, and we had good numbers at all of those. So that's exciting. So I'm hoping that this summer can just continue to build the number of people who know about it and are interested and come out and learn something. And
On the other side of all this, we see them more interested in taking part in theater and activities in school, too.
Yes, yeah.
So, I mean, it just helps build that confidence.
It does. Well, and that's really part of our whole purpose is to encourage people to get involved in the theater arts and to take it with them wherever they go, whether it's back to their middle school or high school performances or going on to college or to a community theater in another community someday.
Sure.
We really... It's important to us that people get this exposure and experience and education and a love for what it is that we love and then can take that with them forever.
Yeah, I know. And have you gone to teach any parts of it on the club night?
Yes, most years I do at least one of the thingies.
And, I mean, that's the thing. You've got so many people in theater that are willing to step up to do that.
Yes.
John does. You've got people that are interested in passing along some of that knowledge.
Yeah, I think most of the adults that we have involved with the community theater really see it as fun and also their responsibility to share their love and their knowledge with other people to encourage that in others. And I love the idea of education as part of our role. So I think that's
So what part do you teach, Chris?
One year I did set design, and I had a layout of where the walls were for the set and had him draw set designs.
Okay.
And I actually used it to help spark some ideas on my part.
Well, why not?
That was Narnia. We've done lighting a couple of different times.
Sure. Part of theater. It's not just always being on stage. Sometimes it's being director. Sometimes it's being choreographer.
Right. Or sometimes I came and I put some paint on a wall and got to use my artistic ability that way. So there's so many different aspects to live theater that don't involve standing up and being the actor.
So let's talk about Charlie first. So they've already been doing rehearsal. And
we haven't rehearsed yet. They've gotten their scripts and their parts so that they can be looking at it ahead of time. So they're a little bit prepared since it's kind of a two weeks is pretty short little crunch there. So.
Now, we do have, there is cost associated with doing some of these because you got to cover the royalties and everything else. So.
Yes. Yeah. So they auditioned and then if they... received a part, then yes, there is a small fee in order to participate. But so those camp will happen in June. And so the kids will come and work for 2 weeks on the show. And then we have performances on the 21st and 22nd of June. So Friday at 7 and Saturday at 2 is a matinee.
Okay.
So that those are open to the community to come and see what we've done over those 2 weeks. So that's really exciting. They'll work on, obviously, the acting portion, but they'll also work on the lighting design and the sound design and the set design. And
Make them do everything.
They really are doing everything. Yeah. So, last year we did our first 2 week intensive, and it worked really well to have them do it all. And again, there's lots of adults around that are leading and organizing and teaching how all those things work, but it was really successful last year, so I'm hopeful that it'll be just as great this year.
That one. And then when do they, how are the second theater production, the second production, what?
So that's a week in July. It's July 22nd through 26th. And so there's just a form on our website that you can fill out to just say that you're planning on coming, and then that'll have a small fee also for the week. But that'll be...
Everybody will be in.
Everybody's in. Just fill out the form and show up, and we'll give you a part.
Okay. Do they go to the Boone Community Theater website, or is there a youth?
Yeah, it's attached. So the Boone Community Theater website has a youth page that has all the youth information on it, so people can find that there.
And then sign up, and I know on the workshops... you don't have to come to all of them, but you can kind of pick and choose, or you can come to all, you can pay in advance, you can pay at the door.
Yeah, so I think that there are 8 total weeks of workshops this year on Mondays, starting on the 24th of June.
Okay.
At 6:30. And so, yeah, if you want to pay for the whole summer up front, you can, and you get a discount if you pay for the sure. whole summer. But my kids, we go out of town so often that my kids usually come to one or, you know, a couple. Yeah. And so you just pay as you come and as it works for you and show up when you can. They don't, there's no continuation from one to the next. So okay. if you miss one, you're not missing out on something for the next one. Yeah. Each one is a standalone workshop.
Yeah,
so
they don't tie, I mean, if you want them all, they tie together,
yes,
I guess.
But, right. They all tie together in the sense that they're theater. But like last year, you know, somebody was doing lighting design. Mm-hmm. And then that just happened that one day. And then the next time, somebody
Something
was
totally
doing
different.
Improvisation. Right. Sure. So it's yeah. varied enough that you can pop in and out. And if you miss one, you don't have to feel like you're behind.
In math, we call that discrete.
Awesome.
Yeah. I was flexing. Right. I hadn't talked for a while. So I didn't
just throwing yeah. a math. He's waiting, math and
I'm going, okay, do we let him talk again? No.
I don't know.
So that's just going on for the youth for the summertime.
Yes.
And it's one of those things that, you know, and I can remember way, way back. Mary Mabee was always, her mission was to have some youth activity going on to get them on stage so they don't have stage fright.
Right, for sure.
And so you're not. It's not that bad. You can get up there and do that. So there are still people still struggle yeah. with it.
That's all right. And then you can come and work backstage.
Yeah.
And do some tech, because that's super fun too. And nobody looks at you. If that's a problem for
they're
you,
in
right?
The back. You're in the back in the dark. Don't right. run into yep. anything. There's that. So we have those going on. With the community theater now at 7-Eleven Story Street. Still doing some work in there. Every time I go in there, something looks different.
Yeah, we got some red up on the walls in the lobby, so more to do on the lobby, but it's starting to look nice, really yeah. nice in there.
And again, that's one thing that I hear from other people is, well, I came to see Gilligan, and it was all over here, the whole thing, and then here I'm back over here, and then again, it's you've got some flexibility to where you can go and how you can set things up.
We got a little lucky the first year. I think if our first season had been all arranged the same way, then we would have just by habit done all of our shows for the next 10 years the same way. But the first season, we were able to do them differently. So now sure. everybody's like, oh, yeah, that's what we do. Different every time.
We can make it fit to what we want to do.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You got more of the in the round kind of thing. Like on Gilligan's, everybody was around yeah. them for dinner right. theater. And so, it gives you that flexibility to do things. So,
yeah.
And then remembering all about what's going where. So the 23-24 season, pretty successful. You had a lot of sellouts and yeah. I think had a really good time.
Yeah, I think it was a really good season. A lot of stuff happening in the facilities and four really good shows and then a summer yeah. season coming up.
Yep. Yeah. Now, you have been doing some extra things in there. Like we have a game night. What is that?
Yeah, we've had two game nights. The first one only had a few people, but then the second one had a lot of people show up. People brought board games. Chess was set up, but not many people played it. There was some, you know, these games that cost $50 sort yeah. of things, the really glossy boxes. A couple of those came, and I did some sort of a haunted house game with a couple of guys I'd never met before, and I can't remember the name right now. You put me on the spot, but anyway,
that's okay. Yeah.
Call out to you guys. Nice to have met you and played that game with
but
you.
Did they knew the rules? So, or
yeah.
did you all learn the rules at the same time?
So they were able to sort of guide you along in the beginning okay. until you got your feet wet, and okay. then I felt like I was playing the game right from okay. the beginning. So they did a really good job, and there were other games going on around Blockus and whatever other sorts sure. of copyrighted names.
Right. some classics.
It is an opportunity. People just come on yeah. out and we'll
and
do
meet
a
strange
game.
People and yeah. play cool games.
Also, it was really cool at the most recent one. We had a huge age range. So we're talking kids. People came with their kids, and we had somebody who was 8, and then we had somebody who was maybe in their 60s. And so that was really exciting to have this huge range of people, and they were all playing games together at the same time. So like, oh, hey, come play this one with me. And here's, you know, two people that are just meeting for the first time, but we have that huge generational diversity, which was just really cool to see. It was a lot of fun.
I don't know. I have a hard time beating my grandson on chutes and ladders. Of course, he cheats.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. If he's close to a ladder.
He starts counting, and then if you're not paying attention, he's counting the same space twice or three times.
Just to get to that big ladder. Just
so that shows to math the ladder. Ability.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? Is the plan to continue to make this available, like a game night, kind of a monthly thing going forward, or it depends on the schedule of what's going on, I'm guessing?
Pam and the rest of the Pam Webster and the rest of the special events committee are trying to have several open mic nights a year and monthly game nights, depending on the schedule, because sometimes it gets blocked.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's actually a game night coming up on the 10th on Friday. So normally we're doing the first Friday of the month for game nights.
We had a production.
But we had a production. So we're doing the second Friday of May.
This one. So the 10th.
The 10th coming right up, yep.
People want to find out about it, show up. And if you want to bring a game, fine.
That's right.
And if not, other people are bringing lots of games. So we'll
Do you have a lot
games
of people
available.
Get together and play Risk?
No, that would be really cool.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Did that in college.
There you go. We would get Risk game.
We would get the, like half the dorm would play, and you'd swap out people that have to go to class, and someone would carry on. It was a days-long event is what it was.
Oh, that's fun.
We don't want to quite go there, I'm guessing.
Well, we don't really have a curfew.
Oh, okay.
Because there's a few of us on the board that, if it's the right night of the week, we don't care so much.
Yeah.
All right. Those are some of the things that are going on outside of our youth theater that will be going on in the summertime and try to make that year-round. The open mic nights, for those that aren't familiar, bring in something, a reading, do whatever, sing a song.
Yeah, we have lots of singing.
Dance a jig.
Yeah.
And we had a poetry reading. In the past, we've had a slam poet come by and instrumental playing. And we had a couple of skits as well over the past.
So you guys are doing this. And across the street, they're also doing some arts work as well, which I know that's great. We got more. This is our hub downtown.
I know. It's so exciting. It does. It feels like we do have a little arts community in town that didn't used to exist, which I think is really great. So
and they do a lot of the singing and songwriting and things like that. So
They're wonderful people over there. Very friendly.
So we've got all of that going on. Now, tell me, have we been working? I know you've been working on next season, the 24-25 season.
Yes.
And we're not quite completely ready.
Well, so we're still working on getting the rights.
And
you're not supposed to advertise with the title of the play until you have the rights.
Uh-huh.
Partly because of the copyright restriction and partly because then it's weird if you have to change. But I can give a few hints. So the first one is going to be a Neil Simon comedy.
Okay.
Very well-known title.
Okay, so he's had several, though. So.
Oh, well, yes, and, Neil Simon.
Okay. He's Neil Simon.
Yeah. He's Neil Simon. The next one is a well-known mystery title, but it will be gender-swapped for a female lead.
Ooh.
Yes,
so the first show will be somewhat male-heavy, but the second show will definitely be more inviting.
This
for the females.
Ooh, the sleuth. So, now we have to sleuth this out.
Yeah. You'll have to sleuth this out. Very well-known mystery with a female lead. The third one will be another very well-known comedy musical with both kids and adults.
Oh.
Very high energy, very bright and colorful.
Okay.
And then the last one is not well-known yet.
Right,
but it will be our youth directors are going to be directing a show. They're very capable directors. They're going to be directing a show that will be both kids and adults.
Okay,
so we're looking forward to that. Is it appropriate to call it slightly offbeat?
Yes.
Yeah,
it is a little offbeat.
Yeah, but it's really a charming comedy script with the couple of children are the stars. They're the center.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I can already think of some that are going to be up front and center trying for those parts.
Oh, yeah. I think auditions. after the first three, I think people are going to be like, we've got to see the fourth. We've got to get the whole set, right?
Right. Yeah. And then that will become very well known as well.
That's okay. Right. So finalizing all of this, I'm guessing midsummer should have everything pretty well laid out.
We're looking to have an open house. Do you remember when, Michelle?
Yes. Well, right now our open house is not scheduled until August. Okay. So we're looking at potentially waiting until August to reveal the season. Oh. We'll have to see if you have to wait that long or if we get to tell you
earlier. I don't know if you can wait that long because you Oh, we'll whoever's going to be directing, you're going to have some auditions in there somewhere.
Yeah, the one who's going to be directing. Oh, I almost said it.
Yeah, don't say it.
Anyway, so it will be coming out. We know that.
Yes.
It will be available too.
Soonish.
I mean, will you be looking at, and I know it's early in the whole thing to talk about it, but some possible dinner theaters again, something like that. I mean, because I know when you start talking about, and could we do a dinner theater with this? Could we do this?
One of the director pairs is looking to do dinner theater. So that would probably be end of March, early March, whatever, something in that ballpark, dinner theater.
Okay, like...
Am I forgetting my...
I was thinking it was the second show. Was the one looking at a dinner theater.
Oh, yeah. So that'll be the very first weekend in January.
Yeah.
Oh, so our holiday.
Yeah. Yes. So there, more hints.
There we go.
More hints.
We got a lot more.
Maybe some dinner there.
Anyway, we'll wait for dinner. No. It wasn't that.
And then there's another one that's been talking about a little one act with audience participation. Oh. We're working that one up, but there's even talk of squeezing something like that into the late summer or some hole in the schedule for a fun sideline. Because, you know, we have a building. We may as well fill it with activities.
Yes, exactly.
It gives you that opportunity, that flexibility to do little things like that. Yeah. I can remember going to a dinner at a friend's house, and we had to guess who did it kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, like a murder mystery.
Yeah.
Those are fun.
So we've done a lot of things in the past through community theater, but again, not going to commit everything all at once, but four productions a year seems to be the ones that really continue to allow people to flex their skills.
Yeah, that's what we call the main stage productions, the big four, but then lots of other fun stuff.
Oh yeah, you can do that too. Easy to keep track of. Follow along on the Facebook page. I know you got that.
Yep.
For young people, if they want to find out, Michelle, easiest way would be make contact with you to find out about.
Or if you read the website, I feel like it's
pretty self-explanatory.
Pretty well laid out. So you go there first
before
reaching out, just because, you know, I can only check my email so many times a day.
Well, there's that. I try to do it less than that. But
Right, exactly.
Just too many. Yeah, get that. All right. Again, wrapped up Don Quixote de la Center. It was a great season, this past season. And again, first one in your new house.
Yes.
And looking to continue to make improvements there, too. So folks, stop by. And open house, you said, maybe in August?
Yes.
Right now?
Yes.
Tentatively?
Tentatively in August.
All right. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.